This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Quicken Loans. Real estate professionals, when you work with Quicken Loans, you have an agent relationship manager available to you and your team. These dedicated experts are part of the agent relations team. They serve as your single point of coordination so you can count on them to keep you in the loop throughout your client's entire home buying process. Call 888-980-2891 or go to realestate.quickenloans.com today. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030. And now, on to the show. And welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the largest podcast made for real estate brokers by real estate brokers. My name is DJ Paris. I'm your host and guide through the show as always. Today, we have the Monday Market Minute, which we do every month with the great Carrie McCormick. If you are a new listener and you haven't yet got to listen to any of our Carrie Monday Market Minute episodes, Carrie is one of the top producing brokers in Chicago. And this is a huge deal because there's 45,000 brokers. Carrie is always in the top 1% of 1%. She is literally one of the very highest producing brokers. She's been a high producing broker for 20 years with At Properties. And she just came back from Inman Luxury Connect, where she was a featured panelist and speaker in Beverly Hills. So we are so excited to talk to you. So Carrie, welcome back to Chicago.
Well, thank you. It was such a fun panel to be part of. It was a privilege. I was seated next to Kevin Thompson, who I've never met in person. I've always seen him on panels or in, you know, different write-ups, but he's the chief marketing officer of Sotheby's International based in New York. So I got the privilege of talking to him backstage personally for a little while. And then of course, you know, seated on the panel with him. And then another gentleman that I was with is Dusty Baker. He is a top producer from Southern California, also with Sotheby's. And, you know, talking to these two gentlemen that, you know, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, selling millions and millions of dollars of real estate. It was such a privilege, and especially to be in Beverly Hills. I don't know, you know, how many people have been out there. I've been out there once before, but it's kind of la la land. It's really interesting place to be, and you know, millions of dollars of real estate are traded in that town. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you, you know, what you spoke about, what you learned. Let's clue the listeners in.
So the panel that I spoke on was about, you know, luxury listings and how to market them. And the reoccurring theme between the three of us is how important staging a home has become. It's the buyers in this marketplace have changed. And again, this is not just a local thing here in Chicago. It was across the U.S. There were people, like I mentioned, from New York, or agents from New York. There were agents from California and Texas that deal with these oil tycoons. The same thing is that staging matters. When a buyer walks into a home, it has to trigger an emotional feeling. And that emotion needs to be, I love this house. I can live in this house. I can move right in. And, you know, it's our job now to create an emotion, a feeling from these buyers. And that's where staging has become key. Whereas before, you know, but like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, we didn't have to invest in that. We didn't have to worry about staging. You know, we would just, you know, use what was ever in the home. But again, staging has become key, whether it's real staging or virtual staging. For the people who are listening, virtual staging has become a huge hit for those, you know, folks that don't want to stage their home. So I would definitely look into that if you haven't already. The other thing that I opened up the panel with was about storytelling. I use a lot of video marketing in my advertising and marketing for a home. And Dusty Baker, who is the gentleman I sat next to, he disagreed with me. He said that he does not use video because he feels that no one is watching the videos. So again, everyone's got a difference of opinion on video marketing, but I love video marketing for two reasons. One, it does tell the story about the home because you can do B-roll of neighborhoods, of schools, of coffee shops in the area. So not only are you marketing and selling the home, you're marketing and selling a lifestyle, the neighborhood. What, you know, when you walk out your door, what can you enjoy? And you can't get that through just, you know, traditional pictures. So I love the storytelling feature of the video. And also I love it just because the SEO rankings, when Zillow or any other platform sees that you have a video content in your listing, it thinks it's more important. It feels it raises you up a little bit on your ranking. So I think you get twofold with these video marketing. So that was, you know, between the staging and the video marketing, that became the hot topic of our conversation on our panel. We talked a little bit about print marketing, and we all agreed that, you know, if you place an ad in a magazine, you're not going to get a buyer for that home. You know, no one's looking for a home in a magazine. I don't want to name any, but you know that, you know, you're not looking through a magazine and saying, oh, look at this home. I wasn't even thinking about it. I think I should buy this home. But we all agreed that print marketing has become a way for branding ourselves as agents. So, you know, our picture, our name becomes front and center in that print. You know, if we want to list a few homes in there to obviously show off our listings, or, you know, hopefully there is someone that does see a home that they may like and give you a call. You know, we've all agreed that that has become a way to leverage the print part of it. But really it was such an interesting place to be. Again, I was talking with people from coast to coast, and we all seem to be struggling with the same issues as far as the buyer market right now. You know, the market times are up. Again, this is across the United States. Market times are up. Pricing is starting to level out. If you're looking to move a home, you've got to price it right. It has to be staged properly, and you have to have an aggressive marketing campaign, hands down.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts on all this great stuff that you just said. And I wonder if a lot of it, with the staging in particular, you know, we think about, and we should really mention your Instagram account, because it is one of the best, if not the very best, I've seen for what a realtor should aspire to do at Instagram, which is Carrie McCormick Real Estate. So go on Instagram and follow Carrie. Number one, everything she puts up is very professional. It's a branding opportunity for her, but also there's a consistency to the look, the feel, and she does it all herself. That she doesn't have an agency posting for her. So it's really very, very remarkable. And I wonder how much of this idea of now staging, whether it's virtual or actual staging, I wonder how much of that has to do with the rise of the popularity of social media platforms like Instagram, where we take pictures of our food and we tweak it to make it look like it's just absolutely incredible, and we post it. And I think this idea of the pictures, you know, if you're virtually staging, making every room look perfect, or again, actually staging. So when somebody comes through, you know, I'd always heard years and years ago that you were supposed to leave the room as sparse as possible so people could imagine their own stuff in the room. And I just don't think that's the case anymore. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. You want it to look just perfect.
Actually, the moderator of our panel also brought that up. Is, you know, she said, we have to blame, you know, these Instagram accounts and some of these TV shows, like HGTV has some fabulous shows, but what the public is getting used to seeing is perfect rooms, right?
Right.
These whites and these grays and these luxury this and luxury that, and the consumers that's in your face all the time of, you know, this is how a kitchen should be. So when they walk into a real life kitchen that doesn't live up to that expectation, the Instagram expectation or the HGTV, you know, kitchens, they get upset, you know, and that's not what they want. So it's a hard dynamic to work through. Another thing we all laughed about was that these and I love all these HGTV shows, is, you know, they do these fix and flips, and it takes, you know, you watch a show for an hour, and, you know, the beginning to end, the house has been renovated, but, you know, in the show, it takes them 2 weeks. So when I coach a client through renovations or how long it's going to take, or meet with contractors, you know, I tell them this, you know, this could take a couple of months, and they're flabbergasted. Well, they did it in 2 weeks on the show. You know, how could that take, you know, 6 months for us to do? So it's bringing, you know, some of these TV shows, you know, you got to bring back the reality of, you know, what's going to happen in the renovation. So it's challenging.
Well, and also for everyone listening, whether you're a realtor who are looking for tips from Carrie, or if you're a seller going, oh gosh, now I have to stage every room in my house. Well, the good news is it's never been more affordable. Obviously, you could always virtually stage it, which is, you know, almost a free service with photography studios now. But even if you're hiring, you know, a staging company to come in and actually replace furniture and make, it's not that expensive if it's going to yield a higher return. And I know many brokers, and Carrie, I know you've done this as well, that will tell sellers, we need to get your stuff out and move stuff in sometimes. And it's just a great idea, because the data suggests it helps sell home quicker and for higher price points.
Absolutely. I'm starting to do that quite a bit. It's, I've got clients living in the house, and we'll relocate all their furniture to one area, and then we stage a few other rooms. So they're living in a half staged house and, you know, half of their furniture. So it's a really great concept and new idea to sell a home.
Wonderful. Any other takeaways that you could share with our audience from the conference?
Well, it's really, like I said, it's having a robust marketing plan. And the bottom line with a lot of this right now in the market is pricing a home correctly and giving feedback. I've started to give a lot more feedback on my showings to people. And just, again, this was across the U.S. Agents are saying, please give each other feedback after these showings, because it helps each other in our industry communicate to our sellers of what's going on. Because if you do a showing and then just ghost each other, you know, and don't give any feedback, it makes more difficult conversations for our sellers. So again, just professional courtesy to each other is, you know, giving some good feedback.
Well, and it is called a cooperative commission, right? So brokers are supposed to cooperate. And again, oftentimes the broker might be too close to the situation to see something that other brokers who are coming in to do this, to look at the property with their clients might not see. So you have this opportunity to provide incredible feedback. And I don't know what percentage of brokers provide feedback, but it's not high enough for sure. So everyone listening, if you're a realtor and you get that little email saying, give us some feedback, please do that, or call the other broker and let them know so that you guys can both, you know, work together and get some homes closed.
Exactly.
So I have Carrie, I want to get your feedback on this. So I have my marketing minute of the day, and Carrie actually gave me the suggestion. Really, the credit goes to her, but I wanted to also get your thoughts on this, because I was like, oh, what should I talk about? And the holidays are coming up, Carrie reminded me. And it was like, okay, what do brokers do, or what should they do for their clients? And so I'll just give you my experience, because I'm not a producing broker, so I'm really the worst person to ask, but I will tell you what I get in the mail around this time of the year. And I have lots of different professionals that have various services that I employ, you know, financial advisor, insurance, you know, that mortgage, that sort of thing. And I really get very little, quite honestly, around the holidays. I usually will get a card or some sort of mailer, but I can't think of anyone, and I'm not in any way insinuating the people that I choose for my taxes or for the other services I employ. I have no qualms with them. They're great. I love them. But I don't know that any of them really send me anything personalized. And so I was thinking about this, and like, sending out something is better than nothing. And if you're just going to throw a holiday card in the mail, hey, that's better than sending nothing. But I would think, if you have the time, and you can start now because we're only in the middle of October, is maybe even just write one or two sentences on the card specific to that individual. And again, I know if you have hundreds and hundreds of people in your database, that's not going to be super easy to do. But I will tell you, the idea of a handwritten note And I'm not suggesting we all write handwritten notes for every single person for the holidays, but just a sentence or two about something about that person, you know, even if it's just hope you and the kids have a great holiday, or hope you and your husband have a great holiday. And if you're like struggling on what to write about, really, this is where social media comes in very handy, or LinkedIn, right? Go to LinkedIn, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, look up your clients, see what they're up to. And you could write on the holiday card, hope you have a great holidays. Oh, I just saw you got back from Barbados. That sounds amazing, right? Or that looked amazing. Anything like that, I think personalized is just, because I might get 10 cards in the mail, but none of them have any personalization. So that's just my thought. Again, I know it's a little bit of work, but I would remember that card would mean a lot more to me if someone took a few, you know, 30 seconds to write something.
That is a great tip. And that is so true. Because I get cards from like the bank or tax accountants or whoever it is. And it's just, it's, you know, got a printed label on the front. It's got, you know, their signature is even printed. So it's like, I'm sure they don't even know that that card went out to me. And again, the gesture's nice. I'm glad I made their mailing list. But if someone wrote a personal note, even if it said happy holidays and had a hand signature, it goes much further. I love that idea, especially getting a little more personal with a trip or a baby or wedding or whatever it is. That's huge.
Awesome. Well, I think that just about wraps us up. But before we wrap up, I want to obviously remind our listeners, if you are a buyer, a seller, an investor, a renter, and you're looking for a great realtor, if it was me, I would want to choose one of the top producing ones in Chicago, because that just seems like a good idea. So Carrie McCormick is at the very, very top of that mountain. So Carrie, if there are people that want to work with you, what is the best way they should reach out?
Absolutely. So always call me. I'm always working 24/7. So 312-961-4612. Or you can shoot me a quick email. It's Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, @properties.com. But please, too, if there's any questions just about market in general, about the panel I spoke on, about marketing, I'm always loving to give back and, you know, give free advice. So anyone out there, if you need anything, always just call me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you to everyone who continued to listen. We're so grateful for our audience. So grateful to our guest host, Carrie, who comes on tirelessly and selflessly, who does not have time to do this. We were actually supposed to do this yesterday. And she's like, oh my God, I have a showing. And I was like, of course you have a showing. That makes perfect sense. That's how busy she is. So we're so grateful to Carrie. So thank you on behalf of the audience, and on behalf of Carrie and myself to the audience. Thank you for listening. Tell a friend, pass this around to other brokers who you think could benefit from hearing from mavericks like Carrie, and continue to listen. And Carrie, we will see you next month.
Thank you.